We are recording this interview on the first day that Connecticut is starting to officially very slowly in many steps open up. But it's not opened up for a lot of things. Some retail is open up. But right now we're going to talk a little bit about the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. And we have Gretchen Huckmeister with us once again. And what we're going to talk about is book signing 2.0. Well, first of all, Gretchen, glad to know that you're keeping safe and sound, and the library is hopefully getting ready in one of these phases to open up. And good morning to you.
Thank you. Good morning to you. I'm happy to be back.
Well, you know, we've lost a lot of things in this this summer in our area. Most of Lime Rock has been postponed or canceled until later in the summer. The Sharon Playhouse will try to get things done in with their season, a shortened season in August into September. Most of the major theaters are closed, and Tanglewood and all the theaters are closed. And one of the major things that we always look forward to around here, there's two things. There's the Sharon Classic Road Race, which has been put off, and that will be at a later date. But it is the book signing at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. And this year, it has to be changed simply due to the pandemic.
It does, unfortunately. You know, it's so sad when you go down that long list of all the things we look forward to that won't be happening. But I think we're all being pretty creative and coming up with alternatives. And it became clear to us, you know, quite a few weeks ago that we would not be able to gather on July 31st in our traditional fashion under the tents on the green. And so we've put together a series of virtual book talks. We're calling it the Virtual Book Signing 2.0. And we have six authors signed up so far. These were people who were all planning to attend our actual physical book signing. And we're just changing it, and we'll be meeting them from their homes through the miracle of Zoom on Friday evenings at 7 p.m. And we have a wide range from nonfiction to fiction, different topics and demonstrations, readings, talks, and then they will be opened up for Q&A with the audience. And we're trying to keep it pretty intimate. We'll have about 40 ticketed people at each event, so everyone has a chance to really feel, close and have a chance to perhaps speak with the author. So we're really, really excited about it. Our first event will be May 29th. And this one's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to host Daniel Leader, who's the founder of the Bread Alone Bakery over on the Hudson, and I believe there's a cafe in Rhinebeck, and many of us have purchased their fabulous breads in different markets in the area. And he's written his third cookbook this past fall that came out called Living Bread, Tradition and Innovation in Artisan Bread Baking, and he is going to actually do a short demonstration with bread filmed ahead of time, and we'll show that. And then he will be in the Zoom call with us to talk and answer everybody's pressing bread questions, since everybody seems to be baking these days.
Well, you know, what's interesting about what you're talking about holding these, and you're going to have, like you said, the first one Friday, May 29th. Now, these are kind of like the summertime event. These are ticketed events, right?
Yes, they are. $25 to participate in the Zoom call. After you purchase your ticket, you will receive the Zoom invitation. We have a premium ticket level, which is $75, and that includes a signed copy of the book, which we will get to you after the event.
All right, so we went over the one on the 29th. Let's talk on Friday, June 12th, who's coming?
Yes, we have our neighbor in Lakeville, the journalist and writer David Camp. And he was at the book signing a number of years ago, and he is coming back with a book called Sunny Days, The Children's Television Revolution That Changed America. And this is a really fun and informative cultural history of kids' TV programming in its heyday in the 1970s, and the influence of the Children's Television Workshop in New York that started Sesame Street. And he talks about Sesame Street, the show Zoom, not the teleconferencing app. I don't know if you remember the show with the kids in the striped shirts.
I always
wanted one of those shirts. The Electric Company, and other shows that the workshop was involved in. David Camp also writes a chapter about Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood and its influence, and some regional children's programming that actually had a large impact. So it's really about the days when people started to look at television differently and realize the potential for good that it had and the influence it's had on many generations of kids and families now.
We're taking some time here with Gretchen Hickmaster of the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon, and we're going over some of the weekly events that they have featuring authors that will be on Zoom, which you can join in on. Friday, June 26th, you've got an investigative journalist.
Yes, we have Mike Isikoff coming on the occasion of the paperback publication of his book, Russian Roulette, The Inside Story of Putin's War on America and the Election of Donald Trump. This is coming out in paperback, and it has a new chapter added with an update. And I'm sure he'll have a lot of interesting things to say about the upcoming election and the security of our electoral system here. So that should be great. That's going to be moderated by Brian Ross. And then Brian will also be moderating the July 10th event.
And on July 10th, you are featuring
Jerry Mitchell, who another investigative reporter, and he's published a really fascinating book called Race Against Time, A Reporter Reopens the Unsolved Murder Cases of the Civil Rights Era. And he has devoted a large part of his career to investigating and trying to solve some of these murder cases.
Let us go to Friday, July 31st.
There you go. And it's the exact time the book signing would have been taking place.
Yeah.
That will be a poignant one. We're hosting a wonderful fiction author. I believe she lives in West Hartford, named Amity Gage. And she's written a really interesting book. Came out a couple of weeks ago. Got a rave review in the New York Times called Sea Wife, a novel. And it's the story of a family that and right now it sounds kind of appealing. They hopped on a sailboat and sailed around the Caribbean for a year and got out of the hubbub of suburban life. And it's the impact that this choice had on the couple, their children, and the marriage. Sounds really interesting.
While we talk about these, we remind people that these are all ticketed events. You can always get information from the Hotchkiss Library website and more and get instructions on how to get your tickets for these events. And let's go to your August the 14th event.
Well, this is another cookbook that will be really wonderful in August, the Berkshire's Farm Table Cookbook. And Elise and Robert Bildner, a couple, will join us. And it is a cookbook filled with wonderful recipes inspired by the farms that they highlight in the Berkshires. So they will be actually giving us a virtual tour of a number of these small, wonderful farms, and then a demonstration and Q&A. So that should be great. And I should mention the two cookbooks that we're featuring, including Daniel Leader, next Friday evening, the 29th. For those two events, if people choose to purchase a book in addition to the ticket, we will be donating a loaf of bread or a selection of vegetables from these farms to the Corner Pantry food pantry in Lakeville.
Well, once again, the book signing 2.0 for this summer begins on Friday, May 29th, and continues right through the summer to the final event, which is being held on August the 14th. More information is available at hotchkisslibrary.org. We remind people these are ticketed events. Do we have a price on the tickets? What the price is?
$25 to attend, and $75 will also get you a signed book.
So that is the information, and once again, this goes throughout May, June, July, and into August.
Can I mention one more thing real fast, Marshall?
Absolutely.
About the book signing, I just want to put a shout out to a wonderful anonymous benefactor who came forward when they heard that we had to cancel the book signing, and they have issued a $25,000 challenge grant to our supporters. And this anonymous person is trying to cover the loss of the cancellation of our event, which is our major fundraiser, as you know. So we have already raised $9,000 as a match against that $25,000, and we're looking for $16,000 more from our supporters, and then we will be in good shape.
And how can people donate to this?
They can go to our website.
Once again, we hope the library gets to open up very soon, Gretchen. Excellent. Once again, more information at HotchkissLibrary.org. Stay safe, and we'll speak to you probably again in about another 2 or 3 weeks.
Great.
Stay safe, and we'll speak to you.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Stay safe as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.